County. I am Megan Benzinger, a high school student at Blue Mountain. And this summer, I went over to Africa on a mission trip with Wesley United Methodist Church. We went to Urukundo, a home for children, run by Mama Arlene, who is a native Pennsylvanian. She cares for 42 children, supports widows throughout the neighborhood, and pays for education of neighborhood children. Today, I'm going to give a testimony about my trip. As long as I can breathe. This was really my first time going alone anywhere by myself. Usually, either my mom or dad or sister were there, but I guess it was my time to be alone. And I was going to be over there for 2 weeks. And it took 16 hours to fly over there. And I'm not very keen on flying, so that was a real try of the stomach. Once we got to the international airport, this was on our last day there, so this was a heart-wrenching moment. These are the babies. There were 5 when I went there, but now there's 6. Urukundo is the only place that takes in babies over in Rwanda because babies can't support themselves. They can't get food for themselves, and they can't bathe themselves. So no other place takes babies. And so Mama Arlene takes in all the babies that the police find on the roads that were abandoned. This is Sarah and Johnny. This is David. This is David again. That's Claudine. She has cataracts, so she can't see. And she just had surgery this month on her eyes. And so we're hoping that it will turn out for the best. This is baby Rebecca, which is the new baby. She was found on the road just this month. And this home has only been open for 2 years. And there are 42 kids living at this home now. So it's made a lot of progress. And it saved a lot of kids' lives. We, over there, we did an arts camp, a language camp, and a stretching camp. And this is me teaching them English by flashcards. Me playing soccer badly. this is their worship service. And I know this might sound a little bit ridiculous, but I love the name worship service. It's not church. Church is a place. Worship service is worship. It doesn't have to be in a church to be worship. And their church service, their worship service, was one of the best things I've ever seen. When they sing, as you can tell, right here and right here, they close their eyes. That's how much they get into it. And when they pray, the leader will start, but then they all join in, and they pray all different prayers together. And it sounds like just a bunch of noise, but it's noise for God, so it's amazing. And on a sadder note, I went to the Genocide Center. And if anybody doesn't know what happened over in Rwanda, in 1994, 15 years ago, a horrible genocide broke out. 1 million people were killed in 100 days. Just because they were labeled differently. And so, it's a big part of Rwanda's history. This is why some of the kids don't have parents. Because the women were raped. And they were given HIV and AIDS. And so a lot of their parents died from AIDS, and a lot of them died because of the war. So this is a big part of their history. All that cement you see are mass graves. They are 8 coffins high and that much wide. Here's an open one that they show on display. Coffin on top of coffin on top of coffin. And the worst room for me, because you weren't allowed to take pictures inside, was the children's room. They told you, like, the children's name, their favorite toy, their favorite color, and then they told you how they died. And they told you their last words, last moments, the last thing they saw. And the one was, last words were, "Mommy, where should I run?" And another baby, 6 months old, thrown against the wall. And another baby girl was in her mom's arm when they killed her with a machete. So this was a horrible period of time for Rwanda.
genocide, it's been really hard on them. And I don't know if I could have forgiven. And that hate will destroy. And that's what is happening right now. They're beginning to finally forgive. 15 years it took for them to finally start forgiving. And so, what can I say? A million people died. That up there, and I'm just gonna
happy that those 1 million people died. 5,000 troops would have saved them. We knew where the guns were. We knew where the machetes were. We knew who organized it. But I didn't understand why we didn't do anything. I came back with questions. Truly, I did. I wrote this, and it's important for me to read this. What is the meaning of American life? Does our country do so much good as we crack it up to? I couldn't understand why we didn't do anything when Rwanda went through the genocide. I came back with open eyes and questions. I couldn't melt into my life anymore. Too much had changed. I hid a lot from people. I gave them, it was awesome, response to their questions about the trip. When inside, it was a battle of good things and bad things I learned. I guess that's why it took me so long to do this speech. I didn't know what to tell you about. Should I burden you with the bad or try and tell you about the good? Well, I decided that since that happened, that was what the good came from. These children are so much better Christians because they went through this. So I finally got my answer. But I came back and I looked around church one day when we were singing. And nobody had their eyes closed. Nobody was praying when Pastor Sonny was praying. And it just hit me really hard that we didn't do that. So I'm putting this on to you today. I want to see eyes closed. I want to hear prayers. And I want to change this church into a better, loving Christian church. Because right now, kind of lazy. We kind of like to sit on our money, too. We kind of like to be in our own protected place where the outside can't get to us. Let our hearts be broken. We need our hearts to be broken. We need to go through pain because the good that comes out of it is so much better than what we had before. So, that's what I really wanted to put on to you today. And also, with the knowledge you know what is going on now, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do about what you just heard? Right now, there's a genocide in Sudan. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to turn your back like we did before? Or will you call a senator? Write a letter? People say that they can't make a difference. Look at Mama Arlene. She saved 42 lives just so. And I believe that every single one of us can do something as great as that. And that we should, because it makes us a better Christian. I do believe that God sent me there for a reason. Maybe it's to change one of your lives. Maybe it was to change my life. Maybe it was to change one of those kids' lives. But all I know is that I was changed, and I can't go back. That every single day, I think about them. There's not a day that goes by that I don't remember one of them, how they smiled, what they would be doing right now. In fact, every single day I calculate what time it is over here. They're 6 hours ahead, and I think, right now they should be eating supper, or right now they should be getting up. And I've been so changed that I need to change somebody else. I need to pass it on. I don't know what to do with myself, really. I've been standing still for so long after I came back because I didn't know where to turn. I didn't know which way God wanted me to go. But today was really about getting to change somebody else, to change you, to inform you, to maybe change what's going to happen in Sudan if we don't intervene.